Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, everybody. There.
Hello.
Welcome to the Buzz 24/7 podcast. It's recorded shortly after today's program, which would be Monday, on June 24th.
It's a dragon ass Monday. That was a busy weekend. Worked, played, and then I usually when I'm done playing like a local show, I'll run my stuff back to the storage unit, and I put it off, and I'm regretting it.
Doing that today.
That's, I gotta do it today.
Always when I come home from a trip, unpack as soon as I get in the house. Get it done.
I know.
Am I going to Exeter to get your mouse?
I don't know yet. I don't. Right. It has not been located.
I will say that it's been a really busy spring / summer, and I feel that way every Monday. You know, it's like, oh God, it's like, you know, it's one of those things. And I think it's not just our job. Everybody I talk to is feeling the same kind of thing. You know, like work is crazy. People are crazy. People, you know, like there's a lot of stress out there for a lot of people for every different reason under the sun. And there's unsurety and instability, it seems like, in the world. And it's kind of affecting everybody. I think we're all in the same boat.
Everything is so damn expensive.
And you can't get a goddamn doctor's appointment to save your friggin' life.
Nope.
Sorry. I'm just saying. I might know somebody that's having a thing.
You are correct about that also.
It's not me. It's honestly not me.
Yeah.
But I have a friend, and this is one of those things that everybody's going through it. They'll tell you, you know, I have a friend who's had something. The doctor, I'm really concerned about that. That doesn't look good. I want to take a further look at that. We're going to squeeze you in September. And I'm like, wait a minute. The whole I don't like the look of that should bump me up the freaking list, don't you think? But they can't. You know, my doctor that I see, he's got 1,000 patients. 1,000.
Maybe he's too good.
No, it's because a hospital went out is losing people like they in nobody's business, and they're all trying to find new doctors. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. The world is unhinged. All right, enough about that. I don't want to freaking bring anybody down. You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah. So
dude, I a few weeks ago, I think we talked. Service engine light came on. I called my place. We can get you in the first day of June, and that was 3.5 weeks away. Now, any other time that a light like that came on, I'd be like, I'm coming in. I'm coming in now.
Yeah,
well, that's when we can get you in. And then when I showed up, I had something going on that night. So Amy's like, drop it off on Friday. So I drop it off at Friday at noontime, and the guy goes, yeah, listen, the person that you need, it doesn't work on Saturdays. And I said, well, thank God I dropped it off at noontime on Friday.
Touche.
And he said, excuse me? And I go, well, your guy that is not in tomorrow, but I called and booked and was told it'd be no problem for it to be looked at tomorrow.
Right.
I said, thank God I dropped it off at noontime today. So that gives him about 4 or 5 hours,
right.
I think, to look at that.
Right.
And at first, he didn't like that. But I'm like, I don't like the fact that I called and told you what the problem
what
was
to be done.
And you said bring it we'll do it on a Saturday.
Right.
So if this problem doesn't get fixed, my car can't get inspected. So there were two double negatives there.
Right.
And I'm like, sorry.
Yeah. I dropped off Valerie's car last week and dropped it off at 11, and it was just a checkup, and they had to hold it to the next day. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean for the labor? this is something that usually takes, you know, and the guy at the car place explained it to me. This is how we did it. We're not charging, blah, blah, blah. It was really cool about it. You know what I mean? But I was like, it's the same kind of thing, not just the car. It's any business.
Well, the car thing has been, my car hit and run April 23rd.
Yeah.
It just went to the shop last Wednesday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they had told me, they're like, if you want to find somebody else, we have no,
totally
and I was
understand.
Like,
yeah.
I go, nope, right. I worked with you before. You work with my insurance company. I know it. I'll just wait. But every time I went through the car wash, you know, I'm a big car wash person. The the rust was coming out because of where the dent was.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, boy, it needed to get fixed.
We're all dealing with that shit.
It rained yesterday. Got my car washed.
Yeah, we're all dealing with that shit. So you got to deal with it, you know. But all right, well, sorry to start off on that. I just think we're all kind of feeling the same thing. You know, everybody I talk to, without exception, is dealing with some kind of stress. And I guess that's the way it always is. I did have something I put aside that is...
Your panties? Sorry.
Do you like it when I pull my panties aside?
Who was the guy? Was that
it was
Corey.
Corey,
now happily married.
That was one of my favorites.
He called Corey the panty guy is what we called him. Do you like it when I pull my panties to the side? He said that quote, and we used that drop forever. No, this one that I was going to bring up deals with movies. And just an article that I thought, wow, Scotty's not going to like this. That's what I thought.
So let's do it.
Let's launch right into it. Scotty always asks about, did you ever take something from the set, you know, from the big movie? Did you ever steal something?
Oh, my God, if I was Han Solo, absolutely I would have stole his sidearm. If I was Mark Hamill, you're damn right I'd have a lightsaber at home. If I was the guys from Jaws, you're damn right there'd be a Jaws in my living room.
Well, you're not going to like this. This article I saw on a website, I want to give them credit, mentalfloss.com. They talk about props from classic movies, Laura, that were thrown in the trash.
When they got filming.
Whoa, whoa.
That's what you might be saying, something I got here.
Yeah.
What movie?
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I was going Wizard of Oz.
What did you do? What's from the Wizard of Oz?
When they finished the movie, all of them walked in and threw it, put their stuff in a wheelbarrow, and the guy wheeled it out and put it in the dumpster. And there was rumors that there were some bricks left over from the Yellow Brick Road, but all of those were thrown away except two or three of the munchkins kept some of their stuff. And later on, and sold it.
Do you remember when they were running through the field of lilies?
Yep.
Or poppies, right? With all the they're running toward the Emerald City, the big castle.
Yep.
That's a painting.
Yeah, a lot of their backgrounds
were
painting.
It went in the trash. The Emerald City. Can you imagine what would be worth now?
They had to shut it down.
Yeah.
We got another movie starting here in an hour.
It was tossed by a salvage company when clearing out the MGM backlot. Did anybody... So 1939 or 7 or whenever that movie came out, right? So they got these paintings and the things, and the salvage company comes to get them. Nobody thought, this is a really big movie. I should grab it. Did nobody care about movie props back then?
No.
They didn't know that. At the time, maybe, you know?
It was a smash hit, Kelly, because half of it was in color.
Right, but
it blew away movie audiences from the beginning.
But when they're cleaning up the lot, the movie has not been released.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. The treasure map from the Goonies. Sean Astin's mom threw it away after he moved out of her house.
Good thinking.
But again, it's like, you don't know.
But wait a minute. When the Goonies came out...
You would save everything.
I mean, some of this stuff, it's not a saving it. It's, hey, I'm going to hold on to this for a while and sell it.
Willy Wonka? They actually made thousands upon thousands of Wonka bars. Legit, with chocolate in them.
Sure.
They threw them out.
It's an end date.
Thousands were thrown away from production lot to make room for the filming of the Cabaret. Only one of the original candy bars survived. I mean, probably tasted like shit, but I mean, who cares, you know?
Because sometimes shit is good.
This one is going to hurt. The actual Death Star from Star Wars, Fox threw it out. The giant model of the Death Star used in the movie. Nicely done, Kelly. They threw it out because they didn't want to pay rent or storage on it.
That's a good idea.
So they threw it out.
That's perfect. And you got to remember, back that for the Star Wars movie, probably 98% of the stuff that you saw was made.
Yeah.
So they were little miniature, you know, TIE fighters and all that stuff.
Yep. Oh. Scarlett O'Hara's dress from Gone with the Wind was found in a throwaway pile on the floor at a costume company.
I don't give a damn.
The leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
It's on Pardon the Interruption.
Crazy, right?
See it all the time.
No, that's a fake. That made that.
Are you sure?
The ones they used for the show were in the Christmas Story. Were all thrown out in the 90s. They were all thrown away, trashed. Because at some point you only can handle so much stuff. You know what I mean? I find that now in my life, I'm like, get rid of it.
No, but.
But this is different.
I don't want it. I don't want the map from the Goonies. But what I'm saying to you is, these things now go to auction houses, and rich people watched those movies growing up and were like, you know what? Hey, I'll give you $1 billion for that. Okay.
A billion's a lot.
All right.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. But anyway, so yeah, those are some of the things that just got tossed away on movie lots.
For the longest time, one of the original Jaws, machines that was underwater that didn't sink, sat in front of a junkyard for the longest time in Hollywood, and finally somebody was like, "That's one of the ones," and they bought it and auctioned it off.
So this is something that happened over the weekend. I was in a place. And I was, they said something, and I'm like, what? What did you say? You what? Where? Show me. That's how the conversation went. My half of it, anyway. So
the pants came off, and the guy showed him.
Yeah, the pants came off, and he showed me. It was crazy. I heard the words that caught my attention, Evel Knievel. Okay. And I'm like, what'd you say about Evel Knievel? And he goes, I have his bike. I'm like, what does that even mean? You do not have his bike. The one he jumped? No. It's an Evel Knievel bike.
Bicycle?
No, motorcycle. Made by Robbie Knievel. I don't know if it's for his dad or what, but it's all the classic, it's like a chopper almost. It's got the Evel stuff on it, and it's got Evel's signature on it, faded, like written in black magic marker, but it's faded. And I'm like, holy how did you get this? And this guy goes, I didn't know what it was when I bought it. Some guy was just trying to get rid of it, and I told him I was going to paint it. And he said, you can't paint it. It's an Evel Knievel bike.
Which Evel Knievel did, it's the concept of having a white bike, and then on there, which should be the red, white, and blue stripes or stars sometimes. So that was Evel's colors.
So I sent you a picture and video.
Yep, you did.
And what do you think?
I thought it was friggin' awesome.
It's old. It's definitely been in dirty places. Like,
and it's a bike
crap.
That the son made for the dad.
Yeah.
Because the dad did Harley.
I wasn't sure if it was an Indian that he rode.
I was under the impression that it was a Harley. That's what Evel did. Because some people said, no disrespect to Harley, but if you're going to jump something, Harley had a tendency of being a heavy bike.
Right.
And that's why his son did either Suzuki or one of those.
Right. Hold on.
But yeah, Greg sent me, and I didn't see it that night. I saw it the next day, and I was like, holy crap, dude. Who has this?
Yeah. Kind of bike did he ride? Knievel used the Laverta American Eagle 7cc motorcycle. He would switch to Harley Davidson XR 750, which became best known for jumping. So yeah, he used a Harley. But yeah, so it was this guy had this in his basement.
Greg said it to me, and I'm like, what is that doing in somebody's basement?
Well, where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
In a regular house.
And if you don't know what you're dealing with, it was like a chopper. There was a lot of chrome. There was a lot of, I'm sure in its day, it was a ballin' looking bike. Like, it was pretty cool, even beat up. But man, oh man.
But again, you and Val, where are you going to put it?
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But somebody might, that to Scotty's point, somebody might.
Yeah,
you know,
there's plenty of biker bars out there that would put that up somewhere.
Dude, are you kidding me? To get Evel Knievel's helmet, that would be crazy. I walked into a bar in Buffalo. We went to see the Buffalo Sabres play the Boston Bruins. And we went to this bar afterwards where apparently the Buffalo Wings were, Buffalo Wings were invented.
That's right.
Right,
dude.
This bar. So we go in there. They got an autographed O.J. Simpson helmet in there. And I looked at it, and I'm like, no, not tone deaf at all. No, nothing good here. Nothing good. They're like, hey, it's OJ. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's a murderer.
A murderer during that time.
Well, I think he was, actually. I just think after he murdered his wife Cato Kalin, he was a murderer ever since then.
He wasn't a murderer at the time that he signed that helmet.
You're right.
As far as we know.
You're right. If he signed it when they were playing. But they weren't giving it up, man. There was no, it was friggin' weird. I'm looking at it, I'm like, it was in a very prominent location, too. I'm like, does it matter?
Well, you know what? It's a piece to talk about, you know?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
It's like, you know, that's a conversation
plus
starter.
They have killer wings.
Yeah, they did.
Now, see, killer tie wings. Something in with that.
We're slashing our prices
on Friday nights.
There it is.
Yep.
What, too soon?
Come on now.
I told you I went and saw Pete Davidson the other night, and he brought up something that only you and I would understand.
What did he bring up?
E-Bomb's World.
Oh, yes.
He brought E-Bomb's World was the Pete Davidson I thought was very funny at the casino ballroom. I know a lot of people don't like the guy. I do, whatever. So he goes, when I was 15, I used to go to this website. And it was called E-Bomb's World. And you heard a bunch of screams. Mm-hmm. I was like, woo! That was me, up in the suites. Just kidding. I wasn't in the suites. Anyway, yes, I was. All right.
I don't know. You're lying so much
about things. So he says E-Bomb's World, and I know exactly what he's talking about. He goes, I love that website, Laura. It showed everything you weren't supposed to see. It was not a porno site. But if somebody had a terrible car crash, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You saw it on E-Bomb's World.
I don't even know the name.
If there was a giant explosion somewhere on the planet.
What are we talking, 90s?
Yeah. Long before YouTube got as big as it was. Right, Scotty?
Yep.
E-Bomb's World. What was the other one? Sick Bastard. What was it? What was that one?
Banged Up.
Bangedup.com.
Oh, yeah.
Was an old one.
I remember those.
Was an old one. That was one. And X-Hamster,
Greg?
No. These are videos that showed crimes happening, people getting hurt, because most of that stuff was blocked. And anyway, he brought up E-Bomb's World, and I thought of you, and I thought, so many websites. Those were the Ronbo days,
yes.
Dude.
Good old Ronbo.
Ronbo was a porn site.
Yep. I was going to say, I don't know that one at all.
Ronbo was always on a certain web page. He paid to always be at the top of, oh my God, what was it? AL4A.
What is it?
AL4A.com.
Oh man, hold on, I'm gonna look that up. I wanna see if it's still in operation. That was one of the
first.
You're
pretty good with all of these.
Oh, they were a big part of our growing up. We were in our 30s. AL4A, nothing's coming up. Nothing's coming
now
up.
Now, it's A-L, a 4,
yes,
and an A.
Okay. I get it. I totally get it. All right. I had AL4. I need the second A. Hold on. But anyway, so Ronbo was this guy who was an older guy who somehow bedded younger
women.
Best porn
videos, top-rated excess movies,
oh,
AL,
it's still going on.
4A. Ronbo was a staple.
Dude, AL4A is still going on.
Is Ronbo still going on?
How does this even happen on my computer? They're not supposed to let this off here.
Ronbo, it seemed like, was getting older and his girls were getting younger, and I don't think he checked somebody's ID.
Crossed a couple of lines. Yeah, there you go. All right, well, anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, our company has a block, so it's not blocking Kelly from rubbing my knee. But yeah, apparently that, I'm not going to click on it. I just saw it, and there you go. Crazy. All right, anyway, so there you go. But those were the formative days of the internet and the freedom that was on it, So anyway, today's meeting day.
Yeah, when we transitioned from Wednesday meetings to Monday meetings, I was like, why? But now it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. First day of the week, get it over with, and then the rest of the week,
The only one that loves that.
Well,
I mean,
it took me, I used to like Wednesday meetings. I used to have Cub Scouts on Wednesdays. Used to like it. Now everything got moved to Mondays, and I'm like,
I just mean ripping off the Band-Aid. Oh. You love to, you just, yeah, the, you, that's a gift you have. That's your superpower, ripping off the Band-Aid. Compliment. I agree. Just get it out of the way.
It's out. Yep.
Yeah. Thursday, Luau on the Lake. That's going to be fun. Always crazy, always fun. Everybody's in a good mood. Looking forward to it. Thursday aboard the Mount Washington. Can't get tickets anywhere, but you can win them tomorrow. Okay, kids?
Okay.
You win a pair tomorrow. For the rest of the week, we'll have them for you. Okay? All right, we got a boot because we got a meeting. And hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Buzz will be back at 5:30 tomorrow. See y'all.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.